Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzu G just making a video about how women think that sex and love are the same. Well, let's go, right? Yes, I was gonna do a video about how stupid female pilots are and they can do nothing right, but then this came out in my radar. Yes, apparently women mistake sex with love. They're two different things. Just because one's physical and the other one's emotional, it's not the same. Yes, do you know the difference between making love and fucking? Do you? Let's find out. Yes, look at this shit. This chick is fucking insane. Her name is Editor. I'm sure if I do a little digging, I could find out what her name is. But why? Do I want to dox her? No. What for? Look at what Mother Nature did to her. Look at her face. Something tells me that she's a Jew. So what can I do to her that's already been done to her, right? Yes, this website called Reductress? Yeah, this thing is nothing but feminist bullshit from tip to tip. Nothing but dripping but feminist trash. I was like, holy fuck. No wonder why this chick calls herself Editor. She doesn't want nobody to see this shit. It's like me, I wear the Ganzo G mask because fucking if people saw who I am and all the shit that I'm saying, oh yeah, people will skewer me and fillet and cut me up. Oh yes, I'm sure I'll be taken out to the street and shot in the back. Oh yeah, but whatever. Yeah, look at the title. Why I stopped online dating and started fingering my own ass. Oh yeah, this little Jewish girl likes playing with her fucking asshole. So much fun, right? With that big fucking beak, you couldn't shove it up your ass? Or you couldn't sit on a fucking, with your, I don't know. Like, what the fuck? And look in the bottom, it says, my big ass, self-love, three fingers in the butt. Oh yeah, just like a bowling ball, right? Two in the pink and one in the stink. Well, let's go on a journey and follow this lady on her descent into madness, shall we? Oh yes, her stinky finger madness. We all know that online dating is a trash fire contributing to lower self-esteem and even depression. Yes, when you do stupid shit like this, finger in your butthole, what do you think? Oh. Looking for love or even casual sex on the apps requires submitting yourself to unsolicited dick pics, nerve-wracking self-selection, and constant rejection. Yes, lady, well, because you are nothing but a fucking hypersexualized whore, you think you could pick and choose from the litter, right? But no, you're not a prize pig yourself, ho. So this year, I decided to delete all the ass and just started fingering my own ass. Oh yes, he traded Tinder for some anal nitrate. Good job, lady. That's right. However, whenever I get the urge to swipe right, instead I swipe some lube on my finger and pleasure my butthole. Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, hole in one, right? Yum yum. Making for small talk with strangers and going on date after excruciating date sets you up for disappointing and feeling like true joy is out of reach. Well, stop being a fucking hypersexualized whore. Maybe you'll find better dudes instead of finding your finger up your ass. Just saying. Buying yourself a drink. Pulling on a latex glove. I learned this in a sex class. In a sex class, it's just common sense. If you don't wash your ass, it's gonna be full of shit. And when there's shit in your ass, and you put your finger in there, guess what? Your finger is full of shit. Duh.
And massaging my own asshole all night will never disappoint.
Yes, instead of having a man to love you, you're doing self-love to your bunghole. Very fun times indeed.
These days, I can't believe how much time I used to devote on searching through ads for available partners.
Partners? Yes, you should have done this like 10 years ago by the look of you, sweetheart. You should have found a man when you were in your early 20s, probably when you were 18. So like that, by now, you would have had a loving husband and you would have been a mom and you would have had all these people been loving you. Yes, you're still not supposed to fuck your kids, of course, so that's a different kind of love, but you know what I mean, right? Right?
Before I could even get in the room with someone who I may or may not have any chemistry with.
God damn, stop being a fucking horse because you want dick inside of you from all these randos. You should just choose one and stick with it. You'll be happier in the long run. Just saying, you fucking weirdo.
Now I can spend a fraction of the time teasing and draining my asshole before having a mind-blowing anal orgasm. Oh, fucking day.
An explosion of anal juices.
Oh, yeah. Fucking bitch.
You're fucking stupid. Instead of finding a loving husband, you're finding anal adventures. Fun times.
I've read entire books with the time I gained, and my ass is happier than ever.
Oh, fuck. Oh, man. Oh, you dumb whore.
Anyone who's informed about anal play knows that it's best to get comfortable with it on your own before bringing in a partner.
But what partner, bitch? You cut that out, remember? Now it's just you and your butthole.
But what I can tell you is that it's even better to bring in a partner. Never.
Hey, at least the good thing about not having a partner is this guy doesn't have to suffer your fucking insanity. Right? Yay! It's the circle of life.
That's because it saves you from ever having to open any dating app.
You could always meet people.
Or look at a blurry photo of a guy holding a deer. Or chat with someone whose response to your job title is, "What's that?"
Yes, bitch, you don't have a job. It's just you ranting about you shoving things up your ass. Right now, it's your finger, but right now, you're already going with dildos and animals and all kinds of things, right? Just saying.
You can just be riding solo on your own loop finger and happily ever after. I promise you, you won't be disappointed.
Oh, this chick is so fucking stupid. Yes, you think you're gonna make this chick into your wife? No, she's not pretty, in my opinion. She has some fucked up views, and she's fucking insane. Yes, you think this is going to be a loving mother and wife? Never. Yes, and this faggot loser cocksucker, Richard Cooper, yes, this cuckold, even though a lot of his shit is crap, he's actually proving a point right here. Yes, he says divorce rates between men and women are 49%. Men and men is 29%, gross. Women and women, 72%. Fucking insane bitches. And men ain't the problem, ladies. Of course we're not. It's women. It's because you have these stupid ideas in your head and your emotions go all over the place. That's why you do stupid shit. And who's gonna suffer in the end? You! And unfortunately, us men are gonna suffer with you because we wanna fuck you because we're dumb that way. Are we gonna learn? Probably not. Yeah, well, after this, I'm gonna go do another video about stupid women pilots. It's just I got some stuff to do, and I'll be back. But you guys hang out, do your things, and kick ass. And don't let these fucking women get under your skin, because in the end of the day, they're stupid, and they're there to be making babies and sandwiches. So don't fall for their bullshit, okay? Just friendly advice. So you guys take care, and goodbye. Laters.
Ukrainian, and this is my gas station. I'm Ukrainian, and this is my school. 2 seconds, video.